Today's traveler might meet the occasional challenge of a traffic jam or a flat tire, but the travelers here back in the 1850s had a lot more on their minds. That's in part why this place was constructed. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
It was a place built out of the necessity of its day.
After the Mexican War ended in 1848, the U.S. Army was assigned the mission of scouting out routes through this part of Texas. The gold rush had happened in California, so lots of people were moving through Texas. So you had a huge demand for roads and also protection.
Jefferson Spillman is the site manager at Fort Lancaster near Sheffield, Texas. This particular outpost had an important location.
It's midway between San Antonio and El Paso. It's also midway between Forts Clark and Davis. So there was a 300-some-mile gap between those two forts, and it was becoming very treacherous for people to walk, ride their horses, move their wagons, or the stagecoach. So they built Fort Lancaster here.
Besides challenges of nature, it was mostly Apache and Comanche who would strike travelers in their wagons, who they viewed as invaders to their homeland.
They would prey on people on the road. So the army had to protect the road and the travelers, and they would do that by marching alongside the road or ride on wagons. And with their firepower, they would help keep the road clear. But it was never 100% safe.
There were skirmishes on the trail. In 1857, a sergeant guarding the road was killed. The army decided to go back out and set a trap for those responsible.
They loaded over 80 soldiers into covered wagons and made it look like a supply train, went back out west, and eventually the Apache took the bait and they attacked the wagon train. And when they did, the soldiers came out of the back of the wagons and started shooting back.
The Apaches, in turn, set the grass on fire, and the soldiers had to move the wagons to a low spot, void of grass. But the Civil War was about to change life at the fort and on this road. And that's next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Lancaster, Texas. I'm Andrew McCray.